Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. Oh, I guess it's my cue to start. We had our first day at the boutique on Saturday, and it went really well.
Yes, thank you so much to everyone who came out to support, and especially a big shout out to Sherry, who lives pretty far away. She came up and saw my mom and I, and
she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, she listens to the podcast, and she was a really good shopper too.
Yeah, and she brought and she brought her husband with her too, and he's a pretty good shopper too.
Yeah, so no, but thank you to everyone who showed up, and yeah, it was a really good day, and we felt very thankful and supported.
Yeah, and we were literally exhausted though. Come Saturday morning, we got up at four. I got up at four and made some cookies. So we bought donuts and stuff like that for there, but I decided to make some cookies. So I got up at 4 o'clock and I made some cookies, and we didn't open until like 9 o'clock. We still had some stuff to do once me and Nicole got there. And oh my goodness, by the time we opened, I pretty much sat there and just rang people up. I had my shoes and my socks off because my feet were hot, and I just pretty much sat and did that most of the day. I mean, I did get up a couple times, but literally I was exhausted.
Yes.
We were supposed to actually go to a birthday dinner for my niece and nephew's 18, just a small birthday dinner, and I was too tired to go. Nicole too. We didn't make it, did we?
No.
Which was very understandable.
I'm still wiped out. So it was just so that night, the night before we opened Friday night, if we had a choice, there's no way we would open Saturday. I had already put it on the internet. And because we really weren't ready. Like, we did end up kind of getting ready, but we had so much to do that we spread ourselves very thin.
And the big part was our counter that was getting built. The top of it did not come in until Friday afternoon. And it took like 4.5 hours for them to get it on. So I felt really bad. I actually brought Arrow home for a couple hour nap. And I went back there, and I don't know, I guess I was just like, oh, I've been gone 3 hours. I was expecting miracles. I walked in and I was like, oh my gosh. I was just like, nothing's done. We have to get stuff done. I was stressed right out when I walked in there. So first thing I did was get in the car, run to Dollar General because I didn't like what our window looked like. Bought some stuff so I could get the window looking good. And I don't know, we pulled it through. We stayed there late, pulled it through.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But it looks really good. We got a lot of compliments on Saturday. We still have stuff to do. Quite a bit of stuff to do.
With our budget, we did really good. We're not going crazy with it because that would be silly.
Because we are renting it, yes.
Yes. So with our budget, I think that we accomplished everything. It's practical and still really cute and functional. I'm proud of us. I'm really proud.
And it's all been done. Really good.
It was all done by me, my mom, my dad, Victor, my uncle Jimmy, and
your grandma.
My grandma. And an Amish man named Joey. And that's it. So yeah. That was like a pretty small team. Like there really was no outsourcing. So that makes a huge difference, I think, too. Like from the floor to the wallpaper to everything. I don't know. The dressing room, all that.
Oh, you had. And we had a helper, Nicole and Victor's friend Mike, with the wallpaper one day. So, I mean, yeah. Maybe like somebody would pop in for, Jesse popped in for an hour and put a shelf together for us. But besides yeah. that, like literally, yeah, it was just all of us and it was very fast timing. We did do a good job. So anybody who hasn't made it out yet, we're really hoping to see you mm-hmm. check it out. Come and check out our hard work and check out the store itself. We're pretty proud of it. And like I said, it's very, very cute. Like today I worked by myself there because Nicole went to the city and, it was Monday. You can hear mm-hmm. my clock chiming. And I went by myself there and it's just really cute. Right when I walked in, you know, it was quiet and just me and I walked in and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. And we're only open short hours today. So I spent the whole time pricing and marking new things that just came in today.
Did you put up the new stuff too or hang it up or did you just like price it?
I priced it, tagged it, put it on hangers and laid it on the counter for you so you can put it where you want it.
Oh, nice.
But cool. Yes, I have it all. Everything's my mom already.
My mom is a really good, she's the manager. She's going to be really good at that stuff. She's good at getting stuff done up at that store. So she got us all. She's the one that gets us going. Like when we're there, when it was just me, my grandma and Vic and she was at home, I do not like to be the one in charge. So I just kind of let everyone do what they want. Mom will walk in and say, all right, what's most efficient? Let's do this, this, and this. And then everything gets done.
Well, so, I'm like, they're pricing stuff. And I said, let's make it so we can walk through here, get things. Yeah. We got to open in the morning. Like we need to set up a store right now. We can price when the rest of the stuff when we have time. And actually the next morning, Nicole spent 2 hours pricing and you got like 80% of it done by yourself while I did the other stuff. Went yeah. shopping for these that was like donuts the super, and the water yes. and all that stuff. And
so today, I went to the city. I went to go to Arrow's dentist again. He's the nicest guy. His name, Dr. Hayden Choi in Rochester, I think it is. In Royal Oak. One of those two. Anyway, so Victor or Arrow's fillings, like from the breastfeeding, it's just in like the two, what are these called? Eye teeth. And those ones just aren't staying in. So we kept trying to get them to stay in. But now we're just going to kind of give up. I told him I'm going to give up for like a year because Arrow really fought it. Like I think he was in the chair for like a little bit. And then he was like crying or whatever. So we just said, okay, we'll just stop for now. And then the next appointment will just be a normal cleaning to get him used to like the tools and stuff. Cause it's just like the air tool that really scares him. So if you have any tips on how like Arrow is only two, but how like the air tool or the water tool, it's not any drilling or anything like that. Just the regular teeth tools, like how your kid got used to them. Was it just cause, you know, they went a bunch or they were older? I got him like a teeth kit, but obviously it's not real. So you can't feel the air or anything. But anyways, we did that. And then we stopped at the mall. There's a really nice mall, Somerset. So we just stopped there for a little bit and we saw that Santa was there. So Arrow got to go see Santa and we bought him a new outfit and he was so cute. He was so excited to meet Santa. He didn't cry on Santa's lap, but he didn't smile. It was just like,
did you buy that outfit at the mall today?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I was wondering like how you were had him dressed so perfect to see Santa. Where did you buy it at that little boutique store that I like?
Yeah, I did. Yep. I went in to get the same like romper thing that you bought him, the horses one, because they had one for winter or for Christmas. But then I saw this little outfit and he really wanted the matching hat with this. And I was like, okay, let's do that. So he thought he was the cutest thing ever walking around the mall. He never wants to wear a hat. He wore a hat the whole time. He wanted to walk, and he kept making eye contact with people because they say, "Oh my gosh, you look so cute." And then he would just,
he does look super cute. They just got back, and she stopped to show me, she did like let him tell me that he went to see Santa, but she woke him up in the car. So he came in like, he's sleeping actually on her lap right now while we're doing this. That's how tired he is. So he's just like, "Mama." So then he didn't get to tell me yet. When he wakes up, he can finally tell me. But I said, "Oh, perfect time to podcast. He's out. Like, let's podcast right now." Yeah, that store is really cute.
So that's what I did today. But I was really happy that Mom was able to work at the store today, and I was able to do that, and we felt like a successful day.
Yeah, and the first time he went down to that dentist, they got all the fillings on. They have fallen off since then. But those two, just those two, the eye teeth ones. But he didn't cry at all the first time. So yeah, the third time, just screaming.
And the first time he did drilling, he did everything that you do for cavity fills, and no crying at all. Yeah, so the first time he... did not cry. I could not believe it. And me and Vic were like, "Wow, this was like way easier than we thought." And then we had to come back. Yeah. And then that next time was like maybe 3 minutes in the chair, and he was like, "No." And then today was like, yeah, like honestly 30 seconds.
So like, what do they do? How do they charge you like for that?
He is so nice. He has not charged me since the last two visits. And me and Victor said today and looked at him and was like, "Please charge us a copay. Like, we're literally taking up your time." He's the nicest guy. He's a dad too. And he's like, no, it's fine. Let's just get him used to the tools now. Cause I said to him, since nothing further, no more damage to the teeth is going to happen, he took all that part out the very first time. It's just aesthetics. So I said, "Okay, how about we try when he's like 4, because he'll be going to school then." And that's, I'm more worried about kids teasing him or something like that than like anything else. I'm fine with how his teeth are. I just want him to not be older and say, "Mom, you know, why didn't you try to, we tried right now, and then we'll try when we come back." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I think when he's 4, we'll definitely be able to do it, 'cause we can explain stuff to him better." So anyways, yeah. And I really am happy we go down there to him, just because he's experienced with that too, with kids and all that. So friends, family, and Lumi whole body deodorant are the things that I'm thankful for this year. Why? Because Lumi is a deodorant like no other. It was created by an OBGYN who discovered BO isn't just an underarm thing, it's an all over thing. So she developed a pH optimized deodorant that's clinically proven to block odor everywhere. Not just your pits, but your privates, feet, and beyond. The best part, no matter where you use it, Lumi has proven to keep working up to 72 hours. If 3 days of odor control isn't something to be thankful for, I don't know what is. Special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code. And for a limited time, returning customers can get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more too. So just use code COCO5 at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. And it's COCO5. And my favorite product from Lumi would be the wipes. And I think my mom's is the cream. Thank you.
I forgot last week, and we didn't talk at all about the Big Brother finale, and we all saw that Jag won, and I was just wondering, like, what's everybody's opinions on somebody winning? Nicole didn't watch the season, really, so this is just going to be general questions for her. Like, what's your opinion on somebody winning who was voted out?
I don't know who this happened to, so I don't want any, I'm not throwing any daggers or anything. In my experience of playing the show, I did want to sit next to Victor because I thought someone who was voted out 2 times and got another chance could never win the game. But I do see that I could have been very wrong, because after talking to people, they're like, "Yeah, Victor was a beast. I would have voted for him." But I just didn't think that you got three tries to win this game. I never got voted out once. I feel like that's an easy.
But okay. But then here, okay. Your first season, you were voted out and came back in.
Yeah.
You would, how would you have thought if you made it all the way to the end after being voted out mm-hmm. and, made it to the end after that.
Yeah. I would have thought I could win.
Well, you would think you deserved yeah. to win. Cause you, right.
Cause yeah, I did. I would. So yeah, I guess I've been on both sides and I did think that I deserve to win. I think I was always just thinking, whoever I'm sitting by, what am I going to say? And I think that was like with Victor, just very like, are you kidding me? This guy, you know, got voted out twice.
And like my opinion on it is like, if Jag is that good of a player that he can convince them, hey, I was supposed to walk out 12 on a 12-0 vote and I got to stay on a, what are those called?
A power.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, like yeah, on a power, on a. I wanted to call them something.
I have no idea what they're called.
What the words like? You know the word when they like, they make things like this is the whatever. But anyways, yeah, if you get to stay on a power, if he got to stay on a power and made it all the way to the end and can convince that jury to vote pick him over somebody else who. You know, really was never yeah, on the block and stuff, then you deserve it.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you didn't yeah. even watch it, but no. I'm saying he definitely deserves it. And he was a comp beast. He won over and over and over again. If he had not won over and over again, he would have been gone again. Like he's kept saving him, pretty much saving himself his relationships, mm-hmm. like her, just in his tight group, you know, just with like Matt and, Bowie Jane, but he's kept saving himself over and over, like physically and like I said, socially with those two, knowing that they could, you know, had his back too. So, I mean, in the end, I honestly think he deserved to win. I mean, that was my take on the finale.
Well, I think whoever won deserves to win.
Because I think whoever wins always deserves
to win. In that moment,
yes.
Yeah, in that moment, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, people still to this day say I didn't deserve to win, but I did what I needed to do in those exact, like, oops, I'm rocking, 5 minutes, whatever, to get it done. You do to get it done. And I will say I did turn on, like, the very end of the finale. I didn't see them answer questions or anything. I just watched them sit in the seat, and I actually thought, just from hearing the names, I thought maybe Jag was Matt and Matt was Jag. Like I had no idea who was who. But then I did feel like I told my mom, I felt drawn to Jag a little bit. Like I felt like just like his energy and I don't know him.
I said probably because he reminded her of Paul.
I feel like I would have really liked him like in the house or working with him, but I don't know. You just kind of feel drawn to people, but no, I'm happy. That it was a good season, Mom, and it was
just had so many different
a lot of twists.
So I mean it was a hard season, and Cameron won America's Favorite Player. I know there's a lot of debate on that, but again
he got the votes.
Yeah, but again, the one thing that I really liked about Cameron, and I'm not saying like as America's favorite player, but this must be why he got all the votes, is because he played his own game. He was there. He did not let anybody, he would have did anything he could on his own. He was a beast too, but he didn't let anybody persuade him who to put up. He didn't tell everybody he was going to put up. He was kind of like entertaining in a way. Like if he would have made it all the way to the end, it would have been fun to watch because you never knew what he was going to do. He might tell you all that he's putting up somebody different. And then time the thing came, he did he never let anybody in on his mind or what his plan was. And he just went and did it. So I think people really liked that. It was like really like, mm-hmm. Good play, and I think like people really enjoyed his type of play, and you know that. So that's America's Favorite Player, because he was a player. He actually mm-hmm. was a player. So yes, do I think he deserved that? Yes, because he was a player. He actually played the game, And, you know, that doesn't mean anything about always people's personnel. You know, sometimes you could pick your favorite from the personality or who's the most likable or who you like the best. It's
usually
not,
they never usually pick gamers.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but he was a player if you think about it that way. But America's favorite, like, house guest is different than America's favorite player, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Because America's favorite house guest to me is more, who you like the best.
Yeah.
You know, so that, and if it was called that, maybe somebody, did it used to be called that?
I swear it's been called both, like interchangeably, I feel like. I will say I like get uncomfortable talking about Big Brother because I know I don't ever want to say anything bad about any player or anything because I've been there. I know how difficult it is. I hate like talking about it because I never
want. You
don't
like to be talked about.
I don't like to be talked about. So that's why I'm like super kind of quiet and very boring when I talk about Big Brother. Like I don't have real strong opinions. Everybody's a person. I'm like, let them do, you know, I just kind of hands off on that whole situation. So I don't get into it anymore because
my opinions are a lot different and I have to think them really thorough since Nicole played too. Like things change. Like I can't be I'm not super opinionated on it because I see things different because I've seen the backside a lot more. So I've seen things. So I'm just not like the same person that I was about it before I knew anything about feeds and it was just my favorite show. I'm like so different in that, you know, in my opinions about it too. But yes, I want to hear you guys' input on if you think America's favorite player and America's favorite house guest are the same thing or a different thing if you actually thought about the wording.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, but we'll talk about a show that Nicole might give her opinion on.
The Golden Bachelor?
Yes, The Golden Bachelor.
I'm obsessed with The Golden Bachelor. You guys, last week I thought that it was the finale and here it wasn't. So now I got to wait 2 weeks for the finale. But, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. Let me know if you've been watching. It's been such a good season. I've cried so much. I think Gary is just like such a good guy. I love Leslie. Leslie's my girl. I liked Faith a lot too. But my favorite was, my two favorites.
Was one Joan? No, who was it?
Was the blonde 71-year-old pickleballer. I just loved her. I thought
she was really sweet. I forgot what her name was too.
Yeah, I forget her name. So I kind of just like loved the women. I loved seeing how much they picked each other up too. It was just so freaking cute and like eye-opening, I hope, for the other seasons of The Bachelor. So that way maybe it can be...
See, they're already doing this again.
Yeah, it wasn't focused on like TV fame or whatever. It was focused on actual love. And so I felt like this was super good for the franchise.
Oh, yeah, because nobody's into like getting followers or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't ever
talk. It was so genuine.
They don't talk like that kind of stuff. So that is a big difference.
So I think that that was just really, really nice.
And I can't believe the energy some of these women have going down rock climbing and just the different things that they do. They've done a lot of stuff in like their talent shows and they're funny. And the funniest thing that when me and Nicole were watching and laughing is when they did the
overnights,
the Bachelor Tells All thing. And they showed that one lady farting. Oh my God.
Sandra.
I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh my goodness.
I felt like she was shocked.
But they're like so real and they're just so funny.
Oh, I would love to like hang out with them. They just seem so freaking awesome. Like this was such a win for the franchise for them, I think. It's been better than any of the seasons that I've ever seen. And I haven't started that long ago, but maybe like 5 years, and this is the best. I love this one. Like, I'm on edge.
But I didn't really think about it. But yeah, there is. It is different because they are there for love. And I mean, there's a couple little times there's some cattiness going on, but nothing like
and
the young women.
I will
at
say,
all.
Like, I didn't enjoy the cattiness at all
but it was very minimal.
Yeah, exactly. And and I guess I wouldn't even call it cattiness. I'd call it like miscommunication or something. It was like interesting, but oh man, I don't know. It's just funny. And I have been watching Bachelor in Paradise as well. I do. So it's weird. So I switch to something that I don't have any information on, like no behind the scenes information. I don't like to look up spoilers, and I kind of just like divulge in that. Mom is still really good at keeping up with the CBS show, so I'm proud of her. But like for me, it's just too close to home. But I, you guys, I really want him to end up with Leslie. Like, I am going to be a little sad. Like, if he ends up with Teresa, I mean, as long as he's happy, obviously.
And you like Teresa though, but you just really like Leslie, right?
It's not that I don't like Teresa. I just think like.
You think he's a better match for Leslie?
I'm just rooting for Leslie. She just has
it's okay. It's okay. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to root for somebody.
Yeah. I would say that Teresa probably wasn't in my top five, but if that's who's right for him, then so be it.
Yeah. And then, I've been keeping up on The Amazing Race and Survivor. And, honestly, they're an hour and a half long now. So it's a 3 hours from 8 to 11, and I like to be sleeping before 11, but I don't on that night. And the reason I'm like with The Amazing Race, it isn't so much even the race. I am really invested in the people that they have on and their relationships. They have really good teams on there, and they all have their stories. And I hate it because I like them all. So I don't want, I'll be like, well, I hope that one don't get voted, or they're not last. And I'm like, well, that one can't be last either. Well, that one can't be last. Well, a couple of mine that I don't want to be last have already been, I don't want any of them to be last, because I really, really, you'd really enjoy the people on there, Nicole. I really, really enjoy the,
once I get started in that,
like, there's
stuff,
a father and daughter yeah. team, and I really like, there's so many of them, husband and wives who just work together but never get to do anything fun together. Net team, one of those got out already, and I like them. And
Victor
brothers
started
that,
watching Our Amazing Race season on Netflix. I guess it's on Netflix.
I want you to show Arrow it.
He did
the episode with you and the elephant when that's on. Let Arrow see that.
So yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't find it on Netflix yet. We just look it up. Amazing Race.
It just pops up on ours. I don't know. But okay, so the last thing for that is to, like, I like it once my mom tells me to get into it. But for me, it's so much more than like the people and the relationships. I think it's so heavy, and it's just because a lot of emotional stuff comes back to me when I watch the show. So it's not that I don't want to support the shows and all that. It's just, it's different. I think, like, I don't know. I'm sure actresses don't watch.
And from what I read, I can't listen to these podcasts. When I say something to Nicole, like, you're not watching that, she goes, Mom, you won't even listen to yourself talk back on the podcast ever. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. And so I understand that little bit of the that part. But what was my point? What was I saying right before that? I forgot. But anyways, I really still enjoy all of the shows. I try to watch them, as many of them as I can still, because you can miss something and pick right back up. And that's what I like about it. It's not something you have to just, I'm not a Netflix where I can't watch episode after episode after episode of stuff, because it takes up too much time for me.
It's addicting.
Yeah. So this is just easy. And if I miss something, I especially like it if I do miss it, because I have it recorded and then I can skip all the advertisements and the parts that I don't want to. And Survivor, I'm going to tell you, my favorite thing is literally the competitions. It's not the talk at the tribes ever. It's the competitions and the tribal council. Like, so if I miss it, them two are the things I'm going to go to, is what, if there's a reward challenge or another kind of challenge. And that, like, I don't listen to a lot of the talking. I love games. So I like to watch the games and see who's good at them and, you know, how that works out with that.
Yeah, and I think the host, his name's Jeff, right? He's really good at that.
All the hosts are really.
Yeah.
If they ever get new hosts for the shows, it'd be so weird after watching them for so long. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
The hosts make the show a lot. Like them ones, you know. Yes, Phil and Jeff. Yeah. It'd be really weird with a different one. Now, Bachelor, they did change hosts mm-hmm. once, right?
Yeah.
Or a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Harrison was it forever, kind of like, say, Julie Chen. And then he went off and then finding a replacement. They had Tayshia and
Caitlin. I'm trying to remember.
Tayshia and Caitlin for like a season.
And who is it now?
And then Jesse Palmer.
Oh, that's who it is. Yes. I'm like, I know who it is. And mm-hmm. he's the same one on The Bachelor in Paradise, too?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But I think people are kind of used to it. I don't know. I think I only watched Chris like one or two seasons. I didn't get into it until after, I think, All Stars. And then I started watching it. So anyways. There's this really cool app called Paired that brings up really cute conversations between Victor and I and my mom and my dad. So basically, like, it'll ask you, you know, what do you remember about the first time you met? What's something you admire most about your partner? Describe your partner's job in 3 words, etc. Just to get the conversation started. So it's a relationship app for couples. You and your partner, you download the app Pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, games to have fun, stay connected, and deepen your conversations. You'll never believe what I found out about Victor through that. It's simple, often hilarious, and each day you get a quiz to play or question each other, and you cannot see your partner's answer until you answer yourself. So whether you're just a few dates in or have been together for a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/Coco to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/COCO to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here.
And Thanksgiving is, I don't know where I was looking up. I think I looked at something when I got the wrong dates for the podcast. So we're here this week. Happy Thanksgiving. You're going to get us on Thanksgiving morning.
We should have started with that.
Happy Thanksgiving. And hope everybody gets lots of everything you need to eat. In fact, my son, he's like, we're having already a turkey, 2 hams, and somebody he invited is making some kind of sausage. It's some kind of tradition for them. And there's only 20 of us. And he calls me yesterday and says, I don't think that's enough meat. I said, Jesse, that's plenty of meat. I said, most of us here, dad's the only one who'll probably eat meat because I love all the sides. Nicole likes all the sides. And then I talked to my sister, Tiffany, and she said, there are 2 out of the 5 of them will eat meat because they like all the sides too. So I'm like, he's like, but mom, I really think we need meatballs. I said, all right, I'll make meatballs. I said, if you think we need another meat, I'll make another meat. So I think they're going to have so much food there. They're not even gonna, know what to do with it all. But he wants to have that much food. He can, that's good. So I got to make the sweet potatoes, homemade rolls, meatballs, and I did have deviled eggs, but I pushed them on my sister because I'm not the best at them. And you got to make corn muffins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got off pretty easy. Yeah. Arrow's making corn muffins because we made them the other week and they were delicious. But we honestly just threw together a recipe. So now I got to try to just throw together a recipe again. Because yeah, Jesse was like, these are awesome. He woke up.
They were good. I think I ate 3 of them. They were good.
He woke up in the night and like ate 5 of them, I think. They were really good.
Oh, and when we were shopping, when we had our shopping event the other day, I went to the bakery and got donuts, like to the store, well, the store in Cass City, but they get them from the bakery, and got a whole bunch of donuts. And more people were eating like cookies, or they were just shopping and not eating. And I have like 20 donuts left, like these big donuts. So I had to put them all in baggies and stick them in my freezer because I'm like, who in the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I just wished everybody would eat the donuts. So I told her I'm not getting donuts for a while up there because I'm afraid I'll get stuck with them again.
They're just bad to have.
Arrow, he's like, he calls them all cinnamon rolls. He's like, get me my cinnamon roll, please. Like he is obsessed with, He eats like me and Nicole, which is kind of scary because he likes to dip his stuff in sour cream and in ranch and in chip dip. He likes his dips.
No, it's like you, mother. That's what I said the other day, Sunday night. He wants to dip everything in sour cream. I said, mother, you did this. And then he loves chip dip. I mean, I like that stuff too. I just try to refrain. And he is so, like, he knows all the good stuff. And right when he gets to
my cinnamon rolls,
my mom's house, it's like, yeah, cinnamon rolls are like my favorite. So I will always eat a cinnamon roll with him. And he's kind of over cookies these days.
Yeah, he's, you make cookies a lot, but I only buy cinnamon or chip dip. The chip dip's not something we have all the time. I buy chip dip like two times a year, but he just happened to like it. Now it's like at least once a month I have to buy a chip dip now. But before that it was like, you know how you just get cravings for something weird? Mine is barbecue chips, which are messy as heck in chip dip, but that's my favorite thing. So you got to put the chip dip on your plate, of course, so it's not orange, but it's barbecue chips and chip dip. And like twice a year, honey barbecue chips and chip dip. So if you haven't tried that, it is so good. And I let Arrow try it once, and now he's always like, every time he sees the cottage cheese or anything, he tells me, chip dip. I need my dip. So he's like,
he likes to dip his fries in ketchup and sour cream, and that's actually a really good combo.
And his potatoes. Like, I made stew the other day, and he took the carrots, the cooked carrots and the potatoes, and he had sour cream and ketchup, and he went for them. But at least he ate the carrots and the potatoes, so yeah. I was fine with it. And the corn. He was eating everything and dipping it from sour cream to ketchup and then eating it. But it's, yeah, he knows the good stuff.
Mom
already
said, I think he's even more like me than you were, because she's like, you're kind of like a mini me. So now we have two versions of me, like, around him. And I think that's very true.
Yeah.
So my mom are like so similar when it comes to all, like, pretty much everything.
I said, I think he's more, what I said is, I think he's more like me than Nicole and Jesse are. And I already think Nicole and Jesse are mini me's, but I think Arrow's even more me than them, because he's double. He's like a mini Nicole and a mini me. So then he's got it coming from all angles. Like, I'm like, he's just funny, because Dave will even, the things he says and does and what he goes to get or the way he does things, it's so much. And like Nicole, he literally goes into the mask thing. Yeah. And I'll say, get me a scary mask. I want to scare somebody. I don't know. He's just funny.
He has a lot of personality.
He does. He's just got everything. I have to put a picture of him with his masks on the podcast, because you will just, I showed somebody and they're like, he's not scared of himself. I said, no, he's so proud of himself when he's got a mask on. He does the part. He like acts all scary and walks real slow and looks at you with his eyes.
Page, like right after this.
Looks at you with his eyes. If I put a wig and like, we have 20 masks, so he just picks which one he wants, and I have to tighten it on him as tight as I can get it, because they're adult masks. And then he'll like tell me if he wants some hair or whatever. And he said, I'm going to go scare Nana. And he just goes and he stands there till somebody sees him. He doesn't say like anything. He just like stands there. And it's like, oh my goodness, this kid. He knows.
We never figured out what we're doing for New Year's yet, did we?
No.
What do you guys do for New Year's? I do not like to party on New Year's. But I don't like to party ever. But
it's hard. I'll be honest. It's hard for us to stay up to midnight, is it not?
But
you do need to get used to that, because once Arrow turns like 5 or 6, like from the time you guys were like knew what New Year's were till from 5 to on, I had to stay up and count down with you guys.
No, for sure. I'll do that. I think. Okay. Yeah. So I guess like it's different with kids, right? Like that I can party like that, like in my house with my kids. That's totally fine. But like getting all dressed up, like I want to do that. And I think it's where we live, how dark and cold it is outside. And like, remember Victor's parents came up a couple years ago. We tried to go show them a good time. We went out to a local like bar place with a DJ, and it just literally
was miserable, wasn't it?
It was a dance floor smelling of farts, and it was absolutely miserable. Like, it was,
because Victor's parents like to party. They're nightlife kind of people. So yeah. So we're like, oh, we're going to try this. I still think we got home at like after all that by 10 o'clock, didn't we? Did we stay there till midnight?
No.
I don't think we counted down. I think we came home and then played games, didn't we?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
So we're looking for a nice place. I'm looking for a nice place to take the family to just stay in and play games. I think that's my goal. But then I'm like, why don't we just stay home and do it? Why do we have to go somewhere and spend money?
Because we'll know we'll all go home at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. We do have to figure it out. It's coming up. But yeah, I don't want to spend a boatload of money either. So I'd like to do something simple. And I wish we could all have a sleepover, but Dave's hard to convince of that. But maybe I can work on
it. Yeah, the only way you can convince Dad, yeah, is if we're far away and he has to like stay because he'll just go home.
Yeah.
He did. Are you guys going to spend the night for Christmas Eve?
Yeah. He did stay then before, right?
Yeah. That's the only time, I think.
I feel like he stayed at your house more than one night before.
Maybe two.
Maybe two, something else. He might have on a New Year's at one time. I don't know. But yeah, it is.
I feel like if it's warm, though, in place in warm states, that might be like a little better. I don't know. You just don't want to go outside.
Yeah, what is it? What do you do in warm states for New Year's?
You want to wear a dress, you're freezing. Or tight, you know.
We went to a wedding one night on, like 3 years ago on New Year's Eve. And that was a really good time.
That was a cool.
But we still came home right before midnight. I think we came home at like 11:30. I think so, didn't we?
Yeah, I didn't stay till midnight. I didn't make it till midnight. That was like when...
Or maybe you guys all did and just I did stay. I can't remember,
I think Jesse stayed too.
Let me think.
Vic went home.
No, I wasn't there because I would remember all the hugging and kissing because around here, is that like tradition where everywhere is? If you're somewhere, if I was at a party on New Year's, every single person in there will come and give you a kiss and a hug.
Like big,
sometimes on the lips. It depends on what, not like French kind of kissing, but I'm just saying like even girls would kiss. They just come and they do it so fast. They run to every single person. They give you a kiss and a hug. And it's like that. I grew up like that, even in high school and in like all the way up, all the way still now. If I was out at midnight, that's what people do around here. I don't know if they do that everywhere. Have you ever been anywhere where they don't do that?
Hell no.
Nicole doesn't get out too much on New Year's. I'm trying to even think of anything she's ever done on New Year's and stayed till midnight and counted down.
The nightlife is not my thing. Even in high school, in college, I couldn't even tell you if I made it till midnight. I do never remember going to a party.
But I remember the reason I'm talking about it is it used to freak me out. So I'd always want to go home right before.
Of getting sick or
no, just of like people that just come in kissing you and hugging you that you don't want to kiss and hug you. Because it would literally be at like, say you were at a party with 100 people and you know 25 of them, the other ones that you do not know still come
Shut up
and like
up.
They do, and it's so uncomfortable to me. It's like they go around in a circle. It lasts like 20 minutes, I swear. Like, Happy New
Mom,
Year.
What kind of parties are you going to?
They're anything. They could be like at a anywhere or at a bar. Say if you're at a bar at midnight. That's what I mean
more. No.
And you don't know. You know 20 people, but you don't know the rest of them. They're all drunk and they just come over.
Yeah, so I'd say there's a lot of alcohol involved in that.
Yeah, that's why I try to like leave before midnight. Unless I'm at a small party with just a few people that I know, I do not like to count down to midnight because I can't even tell you the times because I'm not drunk at midnight. And I'm just like looking and all of a sudden I'll just be like... going from one, and then I'll be looking at these women going and kissing my husband saying, what the heck are they? They don't even know him. Why are they giving him a kiss and a hug and saying Happy New Year? I don't like it. So let me know if that kind of thing goes on.
That is too funny.
Ask Dad about it. Like it is definitely a thing.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, if everyone's drunk, then yeah, I'm
yeah,
sure.
They're all just happy,
right?
You know, and it's like, whoa. But it's a little bit too much for me.
I'd want to leave too.
Oh, I'd rather just say Happy New Year and kiss my husband.
That's all I've ever done is just.
Yeah, but I can't even remember a time you were out somewhere at midnight. I'm trying to think.
Mom, you got lucky with me. I would never.
I bet you if you ask Jesse, he's been at parties where everybody's kissing
every
and
single
people
time,
each other
probably.
At midnight.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yes, Mom. Did you get lucky with me or what?
Yes, I got lucky with you.
Because Jesse was not that he was bad, but we had to go find him several times at parties. And you guys, it was not fun. I had to go to his best friend's house many times and go look for him because he wasn't answering his phone and my mom was nervous.
Yeah, I am that, that psycho mom. Like every one of his friends know, so they don't even, it got to the point where they don't even tease him. They didn't even tease him. They'd walk in, I'd literally, and everything's all right. They'd be like, you know, if I just say like for some reason he's everything's fine. They'd be like, Jenny, you want to have a beer? I'm like, I might as well. I'm here. Like literally because it was.
You got to the point where my mom would call my ex-boyfriend of like 5 years because he'd be at the parties. Hey, can you go check on Jesse? And he would, which thank you for doing that. That's super nice because my brother was just irresponsible.
Yeah. And he would just text me back and say, he's good. Yeah. And like, that's it. Or I'd call him or text him and he would just say, he's good. Like, cause I just knew he was responsible so that he could just take a peek. Cause I didn't want to go bust in like that kind of a party. It would be more like just when it's his friends, like his close friends that, you know, and
well, I will say is I do not,
or a bar. I have walked into a bar on him a few times
and it's, and you know what? I think my mom is a great mom for doing that in the situations. You never know. A lot of kids will drink their, you know, they can drink too much and not realize it and be passed out. You know, I've heard a lot of terrible stories. So if that's exactly, hopefully Arrow doesn't drink and I don't have to do that. But I will be a psycho mom like that. And I don't think it's psycho. I think it's actually just really caring. And
I'll be honest, sometimes I got to Jesse's friends and he was sleeping on the couch. But I'd be like, oh, I'd shake him a little bit and I'd be like, why you're supposed to come home? And he's like, I'm sleeping, you know, but it was just like literally, you know, a few times. But one time, one of his friends has a huge house and they told me that he was on the couch where I always find him. I went there. He was not there. Then they're like, he was here, I swear. And like, I looked like 14 places where there's a couch or a bed or a chair. And then there was this other little room that he never goes in that has a couch. And he was in there. And oh my God, I think my heart was in my shoes the entire, like my feet the entire time. Cause his phone was dead too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I thought he was coming home. Cause I don't go to sleep until like everybody's home. So I was like, oh my goodness. But I think I got them nervous. The parents were there and they're walking around looking for him. And it's like, oh,
well, you know what?
Goodness.
Jesse is, he's always been like a more of a lightweight. So it's scary. Like he could never hang with his friends with the drinking amount. So that was scary.
I think because I didn't let him drink that much. So I think they were new. They could handle their stuff a lot more than
he
could.
Tried to keep up. So then it would just scare us. So I never did that ever.
Oh, and now he's getting married next year. So I mean, now he's got a, now he's, it's not like that now. So obviously, so everything's good, but I put my hours and my gray hairs in on him. Nicole didn't cause me too many. Hardly any at all, but maybe a couple here and there, but not too bad.
That's what's crazy is because we were raised the exact same. So it's just got to be like born personalities a little bit. And then boy and girl, maybe. I don't really know. But yeah, because I was just thinking like, Jesse, what are you even doing? Like,
But the weirdest thing is your grade wasn't mostly like that, especially the girls. None of them were like that. You guys were all good girls. And then his grade was a party grade, both boys and girls.
Yeah, you're right.
And they were like already party grade by the time they were in 9th grade, 10th grade.
Yeah, you're right.
So it just makes a difference too of like your classmates and like how everybody is. Almost all the girls
were more like competitive with academics and athletics and all that. Worried about doing those things then.
And you guys just had sleepovers and just stayed home.
Yeah, someone said the other day that, or where did I see that somebody was drinking before their prom or something? And I was like,
you guys didn't even drink after your prom, Victor, let alone before.
I think Victor was talking about it. Yeah, he talked about going in a limo. There was three limos. They all got super drunk. And like the principal was waiting for them there and they all got like suspended and stuff. And then I said, oh my gosh, I did not drink before my prom. I went completely sober. I had a good time.
And you didn't drink after. You probably
drink
came right
after.
Home.
Like, yeah, I came right home. What in the actual heck was wrong with me, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think Jesse even drank before his prom.
No, but in all the movies.
I don't think, in the movies they probably do, but I don't think any kids around here do that. I think there's so much teachers. And actually, the parents, like now, I think it's really cool. They didn't do this when Nicole was started, like after Nicole and Jesse's prom. But now all the parents go bust the prom and they go get a bunch of pictures with their kids and their kids are really cool with it and stuff. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that's
like
cute.
If that keeps there with Arrow and yeah, they'll all show up at the thing. But this area is not like drinking before dances or proms or anything like that. I'm not saying that they don't go out after because, you know, but I'm just nothing like before they go to school activities. They don't do that around
here. I bet
here.
You drink before your prom.
Definitely. I only went to one prom and I did not drink before my prom. We went to dinner and to the prom.
You were a little stinker of a...
No, I didn't drink that much.
Mother dear.
But we definitely did not drink before our prom because you just want to look all pretty. No, definitely not. But we did go to an after prom party. After prom parties were really big when I was in school. Actually, parties were really big, like after football games and that kind of stuff. That isn't like that now. And they were outside, like just in a field, like literally in a field. All the parties were just in a field. They weren't in people's houses and stuff.
That's
you
so
literally
weird.
Went down a back road into a field. They brought boom boxes out there and you just sat out there in the field and that's it. Like they were literally, that's what parties were like. They were always on a road in a field, in somebody's field.
So would you say is Jesse more like you were in high school? Or would you say, cause dad was actually, I think more like me in high school. Dad did not do nothing. He didn't even want to go to school.
Not to school, but he still went out because I seen dad at the parties.
He did go out?
He went to the parties, yeah.
No, barely.
Yeah, that's when me and dad first met.
Yes, one party.
I hardly went to any parties. I had to stay home and babysit. I had three younger brothers and sisters. I got to go. My mom purposely grounded me for doing nothing, which I call it nothing, like literally nothing compared to my friends, because I had younger brothers and sisters. Then I'd have to get babysit. So she would literally ground me for one thing. If I talked back, I'd be grounded for 3 months. So I probably only went out like four times a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was always grounded for being mouthy.
Okay, so then I guess no. But who's more wild in high school, you or dad?
I don't know because I wasn't wild. I honestly wasn't wild in high school. And I don't know, Dad, from high school.
When did you get wild then? Because your friends and you were wild, I thought.
No, I was pretty calm compared to them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't wild.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, you know, when I was wild? When me and Dad first got married.
Oh, okay.
Like, not like wild, but it was more like going out and hang, like to that kind of stuff. Or when we were dating, it was like with me, but I was already.
That's because you graduated.
Yeah, I was already like going to college and stuff. So it was not, that's the only time. And I wouldn't even call it like super wild, but that's more the most when I drank, like right around graduation parties it started. And probably, you know, up until I got married. And then I think after we got married, no, Dad was working and then it was no more. Then it was weekends. We would go out like. Oh, probably one week in a month, you know, with our friends and have to their house parties because everybody just started having their own houses and stuff, but nothing crazy.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I was wild compared to you, but I was not wild.
I don't know why I think you were, but I believe you.
No,
I think I just know your friends now and they're kind of wild still, like some of them. So I don't know.
No, I wasn't wild really.
Well, your brother Davey was wild.
Yeah, he was wild. And that's the thing. He still got to go out all the time.
Yeah,
and I had to stay home and babysit, and I wasn't even bad. That's crazy when I think about it.
Who'd you babysit, Tiffany?
Tiffany and JR and Becky. We're 10 years apart, so.
And then
if I was 18, they're only 8, 7, and 6. They need babysitters. Mom would go out.
Did Barbie get to go out?
Yeah, sometimes with my friends while I stayed home.
Who was your mom's favorite? Was there an obvious favorite child growing
up? Barbie was out of the first three. And Tiffany was out of the second two, three. And now I would say it is JR and Becky. Who would you say?
Or the favorite? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Who are her favorite now? But sometimes your favorites are the ones that need you the most. You know what I mean? And I think that they need her the most. So I think that's why they're the favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just curious what you thought. But okay. Well, so we are back next week. And then I think there's only 1 or 2 weeks in December that we're off. But we'll follow up with you on that.
Yep. So until further notice, you get to hear from us.
Yes.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And come check us out at the shop on Friday or Saturday if you're around here. And go Bearcats. We made it to the state finals. And we play on this Saturday. So go Bearcats. I think we're going to win.
Good.
Yes, I think
That'd
we're going to win.
Amazing.
And we have an amazing kicker, too.
And you know
like
what?
We're doing really good. It's amazing.
And I love like the coach that, and I think this is his last year. So that'd be a great ending to his
coaching
career.
So make sure I've been voting for him for coach of the year, the Lions coach of the year. So
the Lions.
I mean, that's what I think it's called. Like,
oh, I thought you were voting for the Lions coach.
No, but that's like who runs the thing or whatever.
It's Eric Sweeney. So if you guys go on to vote for him.
I don't know when it ends. It's probably going to end by the time this airs, but I have it shared on my Facebook page right now. But yeah, you can vote once every hour. And
he was my brother's coach. Like when my brother was little, my brother said he was the best coach he's ever had. So I feel like I really respect that.
Yeah. And he's, and so that'd be great on his last year for him to win this coach of the year and for his team to win the state finals.
We've never actually won state finals. We've just made it there like 3 or 4 times. And mom said they're playing the same team they played last year. That's so crazy.
But we're gonna
so
win.
Good at football.
So yeah, go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. All right. See you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.